Yesterday we started to see Machlekes Rishonim, how to understand the Malkus of Negusha ben Chalutza. The Gemara says in Malkus that base. The Mishnah says in Malkus that you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomam, so the Eidim Zomim get Malkus. So the Gemara says we're going to have a pasuk for Tzdikus the Tzadik Bashir Sarosha, Voyim and Akres Sarosha. We have Exeris Akosu of Tzdikus that we give the Malkus. So the Gemara asks, what do you need? What do you need to exercise the cost of Vitzdiku? It's Leisana. Every lav has malchus. The Gemara answers, because lav shame and maisa. So for Leisana alone, I wouldn't know that he gets malchus because it's a lav shame and maisa. So therefore, I need a drosha of Vitzdiku as Hatzadik. I need to exercise that cost of. Many Rishonim write. Taisus, Baba Kama, Dafayan Dalad, Amad Beis, and Rashi over there in Baba Kama, and there on Bad and the Ritvan, Makas, that Beis. And Taisus and Dalad and Beis and Makas. Many of you showed him right that Vejdiku is a Giloy, it's a Megala, that he's like Mishum Lysana. That's exactly what Vejdiku is telling me. That there is Malk Lysana, even though it's a Lav Shem and Maisa. Let's learn out from there to call it Tarakula, you're like a Lav Shem and Maisa. So that's the Sugan Malkas that Dalad and Beis. Do we learn out from Adam Zoyim to call it Tarakula that you're like a Lav Shem and Maisa? Rabbi Yehuda says that we do, and the other hand, Rabbi Yaakov says we're passing that we don't because. That it's a knas and it's other chumra, so we don't learn out from there. But that already is a discussion in the world. Why don't we learn out from Adam Zaybim? But Al Kapanim, a lot of Rishonim say that for Leisana Al Kapanim there is Exeris HaKosuv, it's Diku, it's the Exeris HaKosuv that he's like Mishum Leisana. And after the Exeris HaKosuv, the Lav, the Malkus for Leisana, are regular Malkus, the same way you have Malkus for any Lav that's Doimel Lav the Chasimah. So the same way every Malkus generates a Lav, the Einish. Every lav generates malchus. The oynish for a lav is malchus. So Lysan is no after the Exeris HaKosuv of Tzdiku. Lysan is no different. Lysan has malchus. So why by every Eidim Zoyimim don't you get the malchus for Lysan plus the Kasha Zomim? That's the Mishnah Daf Dalet. That's the Machlekes Rameir Chachamim. There is Shosu Al Zerodonim. That's our sugya. On the other hand, the Meiri, we saw the Meiri in Malchus and Daf Beis on the Beis says that the malchus of Tzdiku are b'mokum kasha zomam. That's the lashon mir. They're b'mokum kasha zomam. So mashmal, they're not just regular malchus for a lav. They're what I call the kasha zomam dik. The mir says b'mokum kasha zomam, and therefore the mir is a nafkamino. The mir is talking about is that they don't need asra. Eidim Zoyimim in general don't need asra. The Gemara says in daf lamed gimel that Eidim Zoyim, but our Soskal Gemara says that Eidim Zoyim don't need Asra, and the Gemara over there explains that Lam Gimel, why don't Eidim Zoyim need Asra? Sabai said, because it has to do with Kasha Zomim. They wanted to kill somebody without Asra, so Kasha Zomim, they also get killed without Asra. So the Meiri says, fine, that's Kasha Zomim, but what about the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza? Maybe they should need Asra, and he brings the Geishayim that those Malkus do need Asra. The Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza. And the Meiri says, no, it's B'mokum Kasha Zomim, but the Malkus of Itzdiko are B'mokum Kasha Zomim. So they have the same dinam of Kasha Zomim, they don't need Asra. And then this is the Tosha Shans. I mentioned yesterday the Tosha Shans of a comment of Ayin Dalit. He's put that on the sheet over there. The Tosha Shans says that the Malkus of Engushim and Chalutza do need Asra because they're regular Malkus. So it's Machlekes Rishonim Takan, Meiri and the Tosha Shans, the Chur around this Nekuda. I had a look at the Malkus of Yitzdiku. Is it regular Malkus like any other Lav? And therefore it needs to have Asra. That's the Tosha Shans. Or is it the Kasha Zomim Dik? And therefore it doesn't have to have Asra. And that's the Meiri. The Maimar Muskin, parenthetically. Yeah, both the Meiri and the Tosha Shans are fair because the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel says Beferish that Ben Gushim and Chalutza does not need Asra. And the Gemara says even though there's no discussion of Kasha Zomim, but it says Mishpat Echad Yilachem Mishpat Ashav Bekulchem Zehekesh, that all Eidim Zomim are the same. So that's altogether fair. It's like a Beferish Gemara. So the Chayim say apparently these Rishonim didn't have that Gersa, they didn't have that in the Gemara. But Akoponim, it brings out the issue of the Machlekes. Now, it's important to stress that even according to the Meiri, that the Malkus of Tzdiku, the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, are Kasha Zomamdik, they're Bemokim Kasha Zomam. He also agrees that the Ashara for those Malkus is Leisana. Because even Kasha Zomam itself, Rasis and Lekashes Zom, Elas is Laochiv. The Gemara says that the Asharas from Leisana. the muscle. By me, the man of Ishpani, Shulchayev Malkus Arba. It was only made about something that is Chayev Malkus. It Chayev is Chayev Malkus. So, Rameir says, so Rameir says, how many Malkus did they get? 80. 40 for Lysana, and 40 for Kashazama, because Kashazama, they get Malkus for Kashazama. And Chacham say not. Why not? Chacham say only 40. They don't get Malkus for Lysana. Why not? The Gemara says, what does it say about Dalam and Bez and Malkus? Because the Lysana is the Asar for Kashazama. Since Malkus need an Asar, Malkus and Misa, they need an Asar. Mama doesn't need an Asar, but Malkus needs an Asar. So you can't get Malkus for Lysana and for Kashazama, because the Lysan is used up to be the Asara for Kashazama. So you see, that's for sure. You know, I don't know if it's Diku's Kashazama Dik or not. That's Machlek Shishayna. But Kashazama is for sure Kashazama Dik. You know, Kashazama is for sure within Kashazama. And it says that Kashazama itself, the Malkus of Kashazama, by Me'idah Bono, Bishleinu Shukai Malkus, the Malkus of Kashazama need an Asara. So Lysan is the Asara that justifies that we can then punish somebody mishum kasher zomam, whether it's malchus or whether it's miso. So everything needs an asar, except for any oynish needs an asar. So even according to the Meiri, that the malchus of ehitzdiku are kasher zomam dik, and they're bemokim kasher zomam, still the Meiri has to agree that the asar is from lisanet. The asar for kasher zomam is from lisanet. So therefore, in a way, the distance between Tosfos and the Meiri, you could say, is maybe not that great. Tosfos holds Vitzdiku is Megala the Yolokim Shum Lysana. And the Meiri holds, no, Vitzdiku is Kasha Zomam, it's Malkus Bimokim Kasha Zomam. But the Asara is still from Lysana. So, Chor is almost the same thing. But nonetheless, the pastor says that there's still, the Chorim assumed that there's still a difference between Tosfos and the Meiri. The difference is that according to Tosfos, the Hitztiku tells me that there's Malkus for Lysana, but those Malkus are the regular Malkus they have for any lav. It's every lav has Malkus, except here it happens to be lav Shem and Maisa. So in a Gilu, then here you have Malkus. But the Malkus that you're getting are the regular Malkus of every lav has Malkus, because it says Abom Yakenu, and it says Anis Somuk to Lysachim Shomadishai. So we learn out that every lav automatically incurs Malkus, because Malkus is the penalty for a lav. And the Iria holds that the Malkus over here, it's a Kasha Zomadika Malkus, it's a special parasha of Malkus. It's not the regular malchus that you have for a lav. Here it's a malchus that akashas omud. It's special halachas like Abi Hashra l'moshim. His agenda is that it has special, that it doesn't need hashra. Whatever the agenda is, but it's a new parasha of malchus. It also needs an ashar. But it's not the malchus that incur automatically to a lav. It's a new parasha of malchus midin kashas omud, but kashas omud itself needs to have an ashar. There's a mocking Lysakish and say maybe it's a distinction without a difference, but let's assume that it is still a subtle difference. We'll see. I think it is going to be a difference. Yeah, besides Hasra. The mushroom, maybe I'll show you where it might play out. The Gemara Makas, Abdallah Nuvez. The Merid Man Makas of Dalam Beis brings Machlekes of Yaakov and of Yehuda. Are you like an alav she'em and ma'isa? Kol ha'ter kula. Are you like an alav she'em and ma'isa? Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you're not. That's what the Rambam paskens. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're like an alav she'em and ma'isa. Even though it's not the midah alav dechasim, alav dechasim is alav she'esh b'ma'isa. Rabbi Yehuda says, you like even for alav she'em and ma'isa. Says the Gemara, how does Rabbi Yehuda know? The Gemara says, well, he learns it out from Metzishema. Metzishema is Lav Shema Maisa, and Thursday is Yisroi, so you see a like in a Lav Shema Maisa. So look at the Gemara, you can't learn out from Metzishema, why not? What? It's Knas. The Gemara says, Shken Knas. Maybe she can't like a Mishalim. She can't like a Mishalim. The Gemara says, she can't like a Mishalim. Has a Chum that's like a Mishalim. So you can't learn out from Metzishema. So look at the Gemara. No, he learns it out from Edom Zoymimim. Just like Edom Zoymimim is like, even though it's a lav shem and maisa, so too ba'alma, you're like in a lav shem and maisa. The Gemara says, no, maybe Edom Zoymimim is a knas. Excuse me, he says to the Gemara, no, ma'al Edom Zoymimim, shekein and shichem asra. He can't learn out from Edom Zoymimim. So the Gemara says, no, he learns it out from Matzah. And the Gemara says, no, ma'al hanach, shekein knas. So the Gemara says he holds Eidim Zayim is not a knas. That's what Machlekes Tanoim. Eidim Zayim is a knas. If you hold Eidim Zayim is not a knas, so therefore we could learn it out from a matzad. Moshe Shem is a knas. Moshe Shem is not Eidim Zayim is not a knas. So he has a matzad. That's the Shtikul Gemara. So this is Shailu Nishayim. Which Malkus of Eidim Zayimim is Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Malkus of Eidim Zayimim to Kol Tarekula that you're loika and alav she'ein by Maisa. Says Rashi. Tosis and Papakama and Ayin Dalet says the same thing. That we're talking about the Malkus of what? Anybody remember? It's an open book. You can take a look. You don't have a Gemara Malkus, no problem. Anybody remember? What? Ben Gusha ben Chalutza. Rashi says the Malkus that Rebuto learns out from the Malkus of Ben Gusha ben Chalutza. Likewise, Tosis and Papakama says first. The Malkus Ben Gusha ben Chalutza. Tell you why Taisim Bava Kama says it. Taisim Bava Kama says the Gemara says you need, the Gemara in that base said you need Vitzdiku because the son is Lav Shem and Maisa. So Taisim over there is Dan, so the Lachar according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you're like a Lav Shem and Maisa, you don't need the Drosha Vitzdiku. And maybe Taka don't need the Drosha Vitzdiku according to Rabbi Yehuda. But then Taisim says, no, it's not true. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the Drosha Vitzdiku. Because the whole way Rabbi Yehuda knows that you're loik and alav shem emaisa is because he learns it out from Eidim Zayimim. Where does it say in Eidim Zayimim that you're loik and alav shem emaisa? It says it, but it says in Vitzdiku, the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza. It says Tosis, so you need Vitzdiku to get off the ground. That's the Shikul Tosis. So you see, the Tosis is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda is learning out from the Malkus of Vitzdiku. Rabbi Yehuda is learning out. If Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Malkus of Eidim Zayimim, it means the Malkus of Vitzdiku. What's the Malkus of Vitzdiku? The Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza. So both Rashi and Tosis, that's how they learn. It's the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza. Why do they learn that way? Why not learn that we're talking about the Malkus of Eidim Zayimim by Me'idim on Rabbi Shplain Yishuchayim Malkus? That's also the Malkus. That's really more Mufush in Torah. Torah says, Vashis Malkash Zom Lassus Lachu, that includes. If they were made in Yishplain Yishuchayim Malkus, so they get Malkus. So what's driving Rashi and Tosis to say we're talking about the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza? Yeah, now Rabbi Yehuda learns out. Back to school, just rewind a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda learns out. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Kol Tarekula you like and a lav she'ein by mice in general, and he learns it out from a Shishema and from Eidim Zayimim with the Matzah. What Malkus of Eidim Zayimim are we talking about? Says Rashi, says Tosfos, the Malkus of Vitzdiku, the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza. Why not learn? That's like exceptional. Why not learn the regular Malkus? Every time Eidim Zayimim are made about somebody that is Chayav Malkus, they get Malkus. Maybe that's the Malkus Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. So the Pashup Shad is that Rashi and Tosfos didn't want to learn from that because they held that that's not Malkus, that can't be the paradigm for Malkus and Alav She'em by Maisa. Because normally when we talk about Malkus and Alav She'em by Maisa, we're talking about the Malkus that the Lav is Mechayev directly. Lav, the Einish of a Lav, every Lav has Malkus. So what about Alav She'em by Maisa? Does that have Malkus? So that's how Zeno Donim. We just said, yes, every Lav, even if it's Eimei Maisa, it has Malkus. So he wants to learn it out from a Malkus of Eidim Zayimim, that's from the Lav, from Leisana. The Malkus of Kasha Zomam, apparently Rashi and Tosfos hold, that Malkus, that's not called Malkus on a Lav Shem and Maisa, because the Malkus is not mitzad because of the Lav. The Malkus is because of Kasha Zomam. Even though it needs the Ashar of the Lav, right? I said before, Kasha Zomam needs the Ashar of Leisana. But even though Kasha Zomam needs the Ashar of Leisana, but it's a new Parsha Malkus. Kasha Zomam, that's for sure, Kasha Zomam is a new Parsha Malkus. Kasha Zomam also doesn't need Ashar. It's a new parasha of Malkus. The Malkus of Kasha Zomim for sure don't need Hasra. Because Vasisim let Kasha Zomim last lochim. Those for sure don't need Hasra. That's a new parasha of Malkus. So Rashi and Tosfos apparently held that can't be the model for Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa. Sure, if you're made it by somebody, Shulchai Malkus, you get Malkus. But you're getting Malkus for Kasha Zomim. It needs an Asara. Misa also needs an Asara. Every Einish needs an Asara. But the Malkus themselves are not Malkus, plain vanilla Malkus and Alav. They're the Malkus of the new parasha of Kasha Zomim. They're Malkus. So it's the new din mitzar achi, what the Miri calls, we'll see later. Mitzar achi, there's a din of kasha zomam. So that's not a model for Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa. So therefore, Rashi and Tosfos learn, no, we're talking about the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, the Malkus of Itzdiku. That's Malkus for Leisane. Like Rashi says all the time, that there's Malkus for Leisane. Oh, that's a regular Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa. That could be Rabbi Yehuda's model. You like an Alav Shem and Maisa. So there you see again the Rashi and Tosfos Shita. that the malchus of Itzdiku is different than the malchus of Kasha Zomam. The malchus of Kasha Zomam, that's a malchus mitzad acher from Kasha Zomam. They held, Rashi and Tosfos told, that can't be the model for malchus and alav shem and maisa. The malchus of Itzdiku, that's malchus and alav, directly from the lav. That's like any malchus and alav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's mokher, you look in alav shem and maisa. Interesting is that the Tosha Shans in Bava Kama, the Peshitta brings the Tosha Shans, which you haven't yet seen inside. You should see inside because it's important. It's important to have discussions. The Tosha Shans is Chaylik on Tosas. And the Tosha Shans says, no, it's not referring to the Malkus of Ben Gush and Chalutza. The Malkus of Itztiku. Because he says, well, yes, interesting. He says that can't be the malchus that the Gemara is talking about. Because then, what does the Gemara ask? Shekhen Knas. The Gemara turns out, Rav Yehuda wants to learn out from the malchus of Megusha ben Chalutza. Oh, excuse me. Rav Yehuda wants to learn out from Motzi Shemer. No, Motzi Shemer is Loikum Shalom. He wants to learn out from Ein Mizoyimim. Let's say in Shechem Asro. The Gemara says, well, he has a matzad. The Gemara says, but Madal Hadav Shekhen Knas. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda also Ein Mizoyim is not a Knas. Says the Tosha Shans, the Malkus of Leisane, the Malkus of the Lava Leisane, that's plain ordinary Malkus, like any other Malkus. It needs Hasro. That's what Tosha Shans says, it needs Hasro. It's plain ordinary Malkus. And he said, that's not a Knas. It's ordinary Malkus. So, Al Korchach, we're talking about the Malkus of Kasha Zomam, of Me'id Amon of Yushlein and Shulchayim Malkus. Therefore, says the Tosha Shans, the Peshatting Lord, beautiful and Zan, not from the Malkus of Edis Megushim and Chalutza. But rather, Rabbi Yehuda learns that from the Malkus of Kasha Zomam. Me'idamon of Yishleinu Shulchai of Malkus. And that's also called the Malkus and Alav Sheim and Maisa. It's Malkus mitzad acher, it's Malkus from Kasha Zomam. But since the Azhar is from Lisana, so at the end of the day, that's called Malkus and Alav Sheim and Maisa. We also have to learn how Derek said. In Erie holds that there's no such thing as Malkus for Lisana. Every Malkus is Kasha Zomam. According to the Erie, the Malkus Ben Gushim Chalutza is exactly the same as Malkus of Kasha Zomam. According to the Erie in Chani, he's going to have to learn like the Tosha Shans. Rabbi Yehuda learns that from the Malkus, not from the Malkus of Lisana. There's no such thing as Malkus for Lisana. Rabbi Yehuda learns that from the Malkus of the Kasha Zomam, the Malkus, which according to the Erie is both Ben Gushim Chalutza and the Malkus of Kasha Zomam is Hainu Hach, because Vitzdiku is Bimokum Kasha Zomam. The point that I want to bring out over here is that it's not a distinction without a difference. There really is a distance between the Meirish Prat and Taisus Prat. Even though everybody agrees that the Azhara for the Kasha Zomam is from Lisana. Nonetheless, there's a big difference between learning that Vitzdiku is Megala the Elohim Shem Lisana and saying that Vitzdiku is within Kasha Zomam. The Malkus of Kasha Zomam are not the same as the Malkus of Lisana. And you see that in this sugya. Rashi and Taisus are at pains to learn. But from the Malkus of Kasha Zomam, you can't learn out that you learn Lav Shem and Meister. Yehuda's Mokar for the Malkus and Lav Shem and Meister can't be from the Malkus of Kasha Zomam. Because that's not Malkus directly from the Lav. That's not called Malkus and Lav Shem and Meister. Rather, it's from the Malkus of Itzdiku. And the Tosha Shans learns, no, we're not learning from the Malkus of Lisana. That wouldn't be called a Knas. We're learning out from the Malkus of Kasha Zomam. And the Miri holds every Malkus within Kasha Zomam. Because even the Malkus of Itzdiku is Mokar Kasha Zomam. We're good so far. It's very deep in the sugya. We're getting a little bit involved in the sugya makas, but that comes with territory.
How would the Miri be able to learn the
Lashon HaMaisa?
That's a good point.
How can what?
How would the Miri learn
it? Yeah, so I guess the Miri's going to have to say, and the Tosha Shans is going to have to say, that even though the Malkus here is Midin Kasha Zomam, even though the Malkus here is Midin Kasha Zomam, but since at the end of the day the Ashara of Kasha Zomam is from Lisana, that's still called, Rashi and Tosha don't think this way, But the Tesh Shansim Iri, you're going to have to hold that the Malkus for Kasha Zomam, since that's Horus from Lisana, that's still called Malkus and Allah Shame by Mice. Let me put a little bit up on the board, just to be a little bit clearer. Rabbi, we all think you're not liking Allah Shame by Mice, but Rabbi Huda says that you're liking Allah Shame by Mice. So the Gemara says he learns it out from Moitzi Shemra and Eden Zaymini. Can't learn out just from Moitzi Shemra because it's like the Mishalim. You can't learn it out just from Eden Zaymini because it's Ein Shichu Masro. But he learns it out from a Matzah from the two. Then the Gemara is Akasha Shekein Knas. How can we learn from Hashem and Adam Zaymimim? Those are knas. So that's a pichut. So how can we learn from you to call it Torah Kulu? So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Adam Zaymimim is not a knas, which is a machlekes. Rabbi Kiva holds Adam Zaymimim is a knas, and Rabbi Yehuda is a knas, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Adam Zaymimim is not a knas. So since Adam Zaymimim is not a knas, so even though Hashem is a knas, but we could still make a matzah. But Shem is a knas. Zayim is not a knas. That's how the shavah shabim that you like in a lab shem and ma'aseh. That's the Gemara in Malkus. So, which Malkus of Adam Zayim are we talking about? So Rashi and Tosfos learn that we're talking about the Malkus of Ben Gushav and Chalutza, which is the Malkus of Yitzdiku. The Tosfos Shans learns that we're talking about the Malkus of Kasher Zomam, meaning they were made about somebody that he's Chayim Malkus, so they get Malkus for Kasher Zomam. Why did Rashi and Tosfos not learn like the Tosfos Shans? What? Or why did they commit themselves? Like, why learn? Rashi's there is a pains to say, Adam Zomam Raloike, Adam Zomam Raloike, even though it's Lashem and Maisa, says Rashi, by Adam Zomam and Chalutza. This is also because of the Malkus of Yitzdiku. There's lots of Malkus for Adam Zoymim. That's not the only case of Malkus. Every time Adam Zoymim are made, if somebody's Chayim Malkus, they get Malkus. Why can't that be Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So I think the Pshat is, like I said before, because the Malkus of Kasher Zomam are not, that can't be the model for Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa, because these Malkus are not for the Lav of Leisana. They're Malkus for, they're Mitzad Acher, Mitzad the Din of Kasher Zomam. Even though the Hashara is built from Leisana, because every Einish in the world, even Einish Misa, needs an Hashara. So Kashadom also needs an Ashara. So fine, the Ashara is from Lysana. But at the end of the day, it's a new parasha of Malkus within Kashadomam. That's not a model for Malkus and Allah Shem and Mesa. So if Rashi and Tosfos learn, we must be talking about the Malkus of Ben Gushav and Chalutza, because that's Malkus within Lysana. The Me'iri holds that the Malkus Ben Gushav and Chalutza itself is Kashadomam, Dick. It's been welcome Kashadomam. So by him, it'll make no difference. This Malkus and this Malkus, according to the area, Hainoach, it's only Din Kasher Zomam. Tashashan says that it can't be mean the Malkus of Ben Gushav and Chalutza. It has to mean the Malkus of Kasher Zomam, because, says the Tashashan, the Gemara, Eshe Ken Knas, asks the Tashashan, the Malkus of Ben Gushav and Chalutza, that's regular Malkus, that's not a Knas. It must mean the Malkus of Kasher Zomam. The Malkus of Kasher Zomam is already a Knas, so the Gemara's Kasher Sheken Knas must mean that the Torah, that the Gemara is talking about the Malkus of Kasher Zomam, not the Malkus of Ben Gushav and Chalutza. Now that all by itself, this is already the next stage of the discussion, that all by itself needs a Hesper. I always thought that Knas, is the distinction between Knas and non-Knas, is a distinction by Mammon. There's Mammon that's Knas, and there's Mammon that's not Knas. Like the Gemara says, whatever you pay, what you damaged, Masha Hizik, so that's Knas, that's not Knas, that's Mammon. And wherever you pay, Yosef Masha Hizik, or Pochus Masha Hizik, like Kefil, or Chatzinezik, that's Knas. But in Malkus, because Knas means it's Einish, it's punitive. Or preventative, how do we talk to later before the cement, before the break, and some said Knas is preventative, Gehefi Delintere Lashar, Lashvar. But I'll complain, it's not. The distinction between Knas and the distinction between Knas and Nachnas, I always thought it only makes sense in the context of Mammon. In the context of Malkus, what does it even mean to talk about Malkus that is Knas and Malkus that's not Knas? Malkus and Malkus is also Einish. like miso. There's the miso that's knas and the miso that's not knas. Miso is miso, and malchus is malchus. What does it mean shekain knas? That was the Tahor of the Gemara itself. The Gemara says mala edim zaymim mitzshem and mala hana shekain knas. The Gemara answers, "You those edim zaymim is not a knas." What does the Gemara mean? What shekain knas? We're talking about malchus, not talking about mammon. So the Gemara itself is already a horror. What's strange from the Gemara? Yeah, so I don't know. In the Gemara itself, maybe it means that they have mammon of knas. Moshe Shemer has mammon of knas, because it says that he has to pay knas, and Edim Zoyim has mammon of knas. So maybe even clapping the malchus, the fact that these things have mammon of knas is a chumrah in their parsha. Maybe. So Rishon Lezion must say something like that. That shekain knas doesn't mean that the malchus is a knas. What does that even mean? It means that the mammon that Moshe Shemer happens to have mammon of knas. And Edim Zoyimim happens to have mammon of knas when they're made bishplein shulchai of mammon. But in the Chrami, here we're talking about the malchus. But still, since Edim Zoyimim have, you know, sometimes they pay knas, that's a chumr in Edim Zoyimim. Moshe Shemer sometimes he pays knas, so that's a chumr in, but always he pays knas. That's a chumr in Moshe Shemer. But the Tosha Shans is very natural. Tosha Shans learns that the knas means the malchus. And that's his objection to Rashi and Tosha's Pshat. Rashi and Tosha are learning that the malchus of Edim Zoyimim that we're talking about is the malchus of Engush and the Chalutza, asks the Tosha Shans, that doesn't make sense. What's the Gemara's kasha shekain knas? That's not a knas. That's malchus for leisana. It needs hasro. He says it's a regular malchus. Must mean the malchus of kasha zomam. That's already malchus of a knas. What do the words mean? What's the malchus that's a knas and malchus that's not a knas? Very strange. I think behechach the pshat and that place is shans. Yeah, you want to say?
In Rashi on top of the other one, the first thing where it says shekain knas.
Right.
Rashi says it's because knas is a chiddush. You can't learn from a chiddush to mammon.
That'll actually. I mean, that Rashi happens to be talking about mammon, because that Rashi is going about teir shosah.
Right.
So Rashi is talking about the mammon shabbat, and you can't learn out from the mammon of knas because it's a chiddush. But I think there is a good point here that the terminology of chiddush, that knas is a chiddush, that might be useful over here. Because I think the pshat in Tosha Shans really is. The Tosha Shans is saying knas, the difference in the Tosha Shans' terminology, and this is where he's reading the Gemara, knas means, malchus of knas, as opposed to malchus that's not knas, means malchus that's not knas is the regular malchus of Leisan. And malchus that's a knas means malchus that's not from the regular malchus on the lab, it's a new parsha, it's a parsha mechudeshes of malchus. And why this should be called a knas and this should be called not a knas? What's that to do with knas? Then it's all punishment. So maybe that was el derech, like you're saying. But it means that it's a chiddush. Knas is another. We're used to knowing that knas is a chiddush. I mean, a knas is a chiddush. The world says you can't learn out from a knas because it's a chiddush. But I think in the Tosis Shans' terminology, and this is the way, again, the way he's reading the Gemara, not only is a knas a chiddush, but a chiddush is a knas. Meaning, if it's mechudush, then the Gemara calls it a knas. If it's not mechudush, then we don't call it a knas. So that's his title. If we're talking about the malchus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, that's regular malchus for Leisana, he says, that's not a chiddush. That's not a chiddush, that's regular malchus and a lab. That's right. It's regular malchus for a lab. So what's the Gemara's kasha shekain knas? Al karchach, we're talking about the malchus of kasha zomam, that's already, you know, by me'idim onu, b'yishlein, shulchai malchus, and they get malchus as kasha zomam, the kasha zomam dika malchus, the kasha zomam dika malchus, that's not malchus for the plain malchus for being over alav. That's a new malchus, what the Miri calls, we haven't read the Miri inside yet, so malchus misar acher. That's already, that's called the knas, that's a chiddush. That's not the regular malchus. That's a chiddush. And so that's the malchus that the Gemara must be referring to. Now, Rita's referring to the malchus of kasha zomam, the mechudish dika malchus, and that's the Gemara ketake eshekein knas. That malchus is a knas, meaning that it's malchus, it's not the regular malchus of the lab, it's malchus that's a mechudish dika malchus. A knas means that it's a chiddush. Yeah, I gotta like that terminology. I hadn't thought of saying it that way. Knas means that it's a chiddush. Glad it fits well. The Gemara itself, and the Gemara that base, when it talks about it, is Eizoyim Meknas. The Gemara that base is talking about Momen. So Rabbi Kiva says Eizoyim is a Knas. So she says, how do you know Eizoyim is a Knas? So she says, Shekei Momen, we got Bailam Mishal. The Bailam get their money back. So why do you pay? So usually, you break somebody's window, you have to pay. Because he's out of window, you have to pay. Well, you stole somebody's object and it's lost. You have to pay because the object is lost. So you have to make it up. That's Momen. But by Eizoyim, they were made by somebody that's Chayav Mosayim Zos. He has his Messiah's Zuz. Even if he paid the Messiah's Zuz, he gets it reimbursed. He gets the Messiah's Zuz back. And still, Adam's Zuz have to pay. So it's a moment beyond Bailam and Mashal. Says Rabbi Kiva, you see, it's a Knas. This Gemara is talking about a different kind of Knas. Malchus, not even Lysana, the Pesach Shana says that's a Knas. That's Malchus of a Knas. But the Gemara connects it to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Huda is not like Rabbi Kiva. It's different worlds. They were talking about is this moment of a Knas, or this, Rabbi Kiva says, the moment of Adam's Zuz. By meaning one of explaining Shachai Momen, it's called the Knas because the guy's not out any money anyway, and yet I have to pay him. So that's Momen, that Momen's called the Knas. Here's a different even. You know, it's not Malchus, we didn't, it's not Malchus, it's not the regular Malchus that alav, it's Malchus mitzad achem, we didn't kasher zomen. I mean, even if there's such a terminology, but it's nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva's Nidan, why isn't we connecting it to Rabbi Akiva? The answer maybe is that, but it's one issue. Is this a chiddush or is it not a chiddush? If the Bailam would be out money and I would have to pay him. So that's the regular concept of Momen. Every time you mafsa somebody Momen, all the obas nazikin, you mafsa somebody Momen, you have to make it good. That's not a chiddush. But if it's Momen be at Bailam, you have to be Shalom anyway. That's Knas in the sense that it's a mechudish tikka payment. So the same thing over here. The Malchus from Yushin Chalutza, that's regular Malchus from Yushin Lysana. That's a regular Lysana tikka Malchus. So regular Malchus on a lot, that's not mechudish. But the Malchus of Kasher Zomim, that's a new parsha mitzaracher. That's not the regular parsha. That's not the regular Malchus that you expect to have by every lot. It's a chiddush dika Malchus. That's called the Knas. That's the worst kasher shekein Knas. And the Gemara holds that Zomim is not a Knas. Oh, so we have to know what's the more the answer. Who holds that Zomim is not a Knas? If that's what it means to be a Knas, that the Malchus is not mitzad leisana. So what's the answer? Who holds that Zomim is not a Knas? It's the Malchus of Kasher Zomim. According to the Tosha Shans, we're talking about the Malchus of Me'idim Anu V'Yishpanu Shechai Malchus, and they get Malchus. And the Gemara says, that's the Malchus that we're talking about, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's Mokar that you like in a lot of shame and meisim. So the Gemara, oh, but it's Shekhen Knas. It's not the regular Malchus for Leisana, it's a Malchus Mitzar Acher, it's a Malchus that's a Chidush, it's a Malchus that's a Knas. So what's the Gemara's Teres? Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not a Knas. What do you mean it's not a Knas? It's Malchus, it's not the Malchus of Leisana. How can it not be a Knas?
Might be a difference between different and unexpected. It might be different, but it's not unexpected. Because you did an Isser, so you should get Malchus. Might be that the fact that you have to pay Mom by Kasher Zom is
maybe go in for a penny, in for a pound. Maybe the Pshat and the Gemara go all the way. The Gemara's answer is the Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Malchus by Me'ina Manu Bishlein Shachai Malchus is the Malchus for Lysana. In other words, maybe the Chanami. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the muscle, that just like Rabbi Yehuda holds by Momen, doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. It says the Momen of Adam Zaymimim, by Nina Momen, which by Nishachai Momen, is regular Tashlumi Momen. Even though it's Momen to be had by them, it's a little hard to understand, but that's what apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds. It's called regular Tashlumi Momen. And the same thing, by Nina Momen, which by Nishachai Malchus, they get Malchus. It's not a new parasha of Malchus. They get Malchus Aslisana. It's weird, but that's how it is. And by Misa, it can't be that way. By Misa, it's Taka going to be a Chiddush. By Misa, there's no misa ordinarily in a lot. That's not going to be. I don't know. What will be the misa of Adam Zayim according to Rabbi Yehuda? That Lachar for sure is a Knas. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Lefi L'Tosha Shans, how to read the Gemara's answer that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Zayim is not a Knas. I think it has to be Al Derech Zeh. There Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Malchus for even by Me'ina Manu B'Yishlei Shechai Malchus. They were made by somebody's Chai Malchus, and they get Malchus as Kasher Zomim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malchus is not a different Malchus than the Malchus for Leisana. That's the Malchus for Leisana. You know, Asavis Oizim, like, you know, you have the Chaykis and Gemara, if you, by the Musafim of Yom Kippur, you have an aisle. One of the Musafim is an aisle. And then in the Pasha of Achimoyth, there's also an aisle floating around over there. And the Gemara has a machlokes. Maybe it's the same aisle. You know, maybe that's the Elam Usof, or maybe it's a different aisle. You know, you have Lisanas Mechayim Malchus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you like in the Lab Shem and Meisel, Lisanas Mechayim Malchus. And then you have Kasher Zomim is Mechayim Malchus. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, in the case of Edom Manu Mishpani Shechayim Malchus. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not a different Malchus. And then we've done this, have this day, Asorisha, but it's not a different Malchus. It's Hainu Hach. When you're made about somebody, Shechayim Malchus, then you get Malchus on Lisanas. We made it that somebody's chai miso, you can't get malchus because it's used up for the asara for the chai miso. When we made it that somebody's chai malchus, then you get malchus for lisana. And that's what the term means when it says kasuzama, kilo and thirst is kasuzama. It means different things in different contexts. You made it that somebody's chai mammon, so kasuzama is a chai mammon. When you made it that somebody's chai malchus, then kasuzama means you get malchus for lisana. And you made it that somebody's chai miso, then you get miso, and then you can't get the malchus for lisana because it's nitzrach for the asara for the chai miso, like the mercy on the bottom of the almond. Okay, anyway, these are complications. Maybe there's other ways to navigate this. Yisayda Dover, I just want to... Yisayda Dover, I think... It's an interesting tradition. You see the Taisha Shans that... it'll be the Gael also the Hemshech, but a lot of this just is investments in the future. But it's also a... Yeah, let's go from that. You see this interesting Chiddush in Taisha Shans. That this Malchus is called Knas, and this Malchus is not Knas. So I think that's what it has to mean. This is a Malchus for Lisana, that's called not a Knas. And this is the Malchus for Kashazoma, that's already called the Knas. There is a technical problem, just to touch on briefly. Taishan's learners are talking about this Malchus, the Malchus for Kashazoma, because that's a Knas. So, and that's and he's Machriche from Gemara, because the Gemara is Malahanach Sheken Knas. Right, so we can't mean the Malchus of Engushin and Chalutza, that's not a Knas. We must mean the Malchus of Kashazom, that's already a Knas. That's why the Gemara could ask, Ma'ala Hanash Shekhen Knas. So it's a Kashi, maybe I'll answer this. So what's the Gemara's Kashi Shekhen Knas? The Gemara has to answer, it all is not a Knas. What's the Gemara's Kashi Shekhen Knas? The Gemara should answer, you're right, it's a Knas. And therefore, you cannot learn out from the Malchus of Kashazom, but let's learn out from the Malchus of Engushin and Chalutza. That Malchus is already not a Knas. The Tosh Shad says it needs Hasro. According to Taishan's game, Taishan says you can't mean the Malchus of Ben-Gushim and Chalutza because that's not a Knas. What's the Gemara's Kasha Shekhen Knas? Rabbi Yehuda must mean the Malchus of Kasha Zomam. Rabbi Yehuda must mean Shpishpain Shukhai Malchus. That Malchus is a Knas. That's why the Gemara is able to ask Shekhen Knas. What was Taishan's Mariach? So fine, that's why the Gemara is able to ask Shekhen Knas. The Gemara should answer that we learn out from the Malchus of Ben-Gushim and Chalutza, which is not a Knas.
According to Taishan, Ben-Gushim and Chalutza require Hasra. And then you
should
learn
what you're doing
in the
morning.
You don't need
Tarashah.
You don't need
Matzah. So let the Gemara answer that. Why would I commit it to a Matzah? Let the Gemara answer that. I don't know. That's Sorachim. I'm not a great territory. Maybe when he says that this Matzah is not a class, he meant the different rational places to the Debrayim. You rational places want to learn what we mean the Malchus of Engushim and Chalutza. Because you don't want to learn out from the Malchus of Kasha Zomam, because you feel that that's not Malchus and Allah, that we could call it a Malchus and Allah Shem and Maisa. So you want to invent that Malchus Ben Gushim Chutz is different, and it's a regular Malchus and Lisana, and then it'll need Asra. So how do you explain the Gemara? She can't Knas. She says to Taishas, no, you're wrong. The Malchus that was told me is the Malchus of Kasha Zomam. And once you say that, then the Malchus of Itzdik is also within Kasha Zomam, like the Meiri. Maybe that's how to read the Taishas. Anyway, that's parenthetic. Okay, let's go on. Yesterday I want to talk about the Meiri now. Oh, one thing I want to show you now, just before we leave this, I'll read you now the Meiri. And I think in the light of what we said, this Meiri Mamish, now we understand what he wants. You over there in Makas Dav Dalet. Dalet of the day, so last Meiri in the Sugya. Zot the Meiri. So last paragraph. Kol lav she'ein ba'azor osei ma'isa. Any lav she'ein ba'isa. Since the Malchus is coming mitzad acher, ve'ein lav zeh she'ein boi ma'isa bo elo li'ashoras ha'malchus, and the lav, which is ein boi ma'isa, is only here as an ashora, so like in olav, ve'ein lehakshois, and you can't ask me ashora shloi from the ashora that it doesn't have a ma'isa. Ve'zeu she'dor she'bekan. I'll just read it to you again. I'll read it in English, but I don't know, it's still not clear what it means. It says any lav where the Azhara doesn't have a maisa. But as long as the malchus comes from inside acher, and the lav is only serving as the azhara, so then you can't ask either azhara has no maisa. You get malchus anyway. And that's why, by Lysana, which comes from the azhara of the malchus of Adam Zoymimim, Zeil Shadosha, that's why the Gemara says that Lysana is the azhara of Adam Zoymimim. And even though Lysana has no Maisa, still, since the Malchus is coming from Kasha Zomam, so you could get Malchus, even though the Lav has no Maisa. It's very, very unclear what he wants to say. I think in the Lav we're talking about, what we've been saying, what he wants to say is very clear. We paskin that we that not like a Yudin. We paskin that you're not like an Alav Shema Maisa. You only like an Alav Sheyeshba Maisa. Alav Shema Maisa, you're not like it. And we don't learn out from Adam Zoymimim and from Moshe Shema because we say that's different Shekein Knas. Right, that's the Gemara. Let's say like the Tosh Shas. And the point of view makes no difference because there is nothing except Matzah of Kasha Zomim. So the Gemara, Rabbi Hudo says that we learn out from Adam Zoymimim and Moshe Shema that you look at a lav shema maksa. But we don't pass like Rabbi Hudo because we say Malahana Shekein Knas. Rabbi Hudo says no, Adam Zoymimim is not a Knas. But we don't hold like Rabbi Hudo. We hold that Eidim Zoymim is a knas, and therefore you cannot learn out from Moshe Shemra and Eidim Zoymim in the Alma, because Malahanach Shekein Knas. There it's different because it's a knas. Anyway, I think he's learning that that's not stam a pircha. I mean, it's a pircha, but the toichen of the pircha, what the pircha really is saying is, you can't compare Moshe Shemra and Eidim Zoymim to Lav Shem Maisa in general. Because usually by Lav Shem Maisa, the Malkus is directly from the Lav. And if the lav has no ma'aser, then there's no malchus. It's not doing the lav dechassim. By Moshe Shemra and Eidim Zoymimim, yes, it's true the ashora. By Eidim Zoymimim say, yes, it's true the ashora is from Lysana, which is Eimei Ma'aser. But the malchus is mitzad acher. What does it mean? It's mitzad acher. It means it's kasher zomodik. It's a new parsha. It's a knas. It's a chiddush. It's not the regular malchus from the lav. It's kasher zomodik. It's a new parsha of malchus. That's what the Gemara calls a knas. Like we said before, knas means it's not the regular malchus from the lav. It's a new parsha malchus. It's a malchus in the Meiri's language. It's a malchus mitzad acher. So a malchus that comes mitzad acher. So even though the ashar is eimei ma'isa, the Gemara calls it a lav shema malchus, a lav shema ma'isa, but it's different than a regular malchus. It's different. It's a pircha shekein knas. You can't compare. The Gemara is saying, yes, it's true. By Eidim Zoymim, he gets malchus. They get malchus. Even though the Ashora of Lysana has no Maisa. And it's likewise by Moshe Shema. But the Gemara says, the Malahara Shekein Knas, there it's different. Because there, the Malchus is not direct from the Lysana. Yes, it needs the Ashora of Lysana, because you can't get an Unish without an Ashora. But the Malchus is not direct Malchus for the Lav. It's Malchus Mitzar Acher from Kasha Zomam. It's a Chiddush of Kasha Zomam. It's a new Parsha of Malchus. Parsha of Mechudesh is a Malchus. So therefore, there, that's, yes, it's true. The Torah says you get Malchus. Even though the Ashor is Eimei Maisa, you get Malchus. And that, in a way, in a certain sense, is called, you could look at it as being Malchus and Alav Sheimei Maisa. That's what the Gemara initially, you know, thought maybe we could learn out from there. But at the end of the day, it's not really comparable. It's not Doimish, Kein Knas. There, at least, the Malchus is not directly from the Lav, it's Mitzad Acher. It's a Parsha Mechudeshes. So yes, the lav happens to be Eimei Maisa. Says the Torah, in such a case you could get Malchus and a lav Sheimei Maisa. But in a case where you want to give somebody Malchus direct for violating lav Sheimei Maisa, because he was in Moisir Kodshim, or Sir Menu Ad Boker. You want to give him Malchus for Sir Menu Ad Boker, that's Malchus just directly from the lav. You can't give Malchus just for a lav Sheimei Maisa. And that's what the Gemara means, Malahana Shekein Knas. That's what the Iri is saying. I'll read it now again. Kol lav she'ein ba'aser osi ma'isa, any lav where the ashor is eimei ma'isa, but the malchus comes mitzad acher, hoyel the malchus bo mitzad acher, ve'ein lav ze she'eimei ma'isa bo el la'ashoros ha'malchus, and the lav is only coming for the ashor of the malchus, meaning the lav is not triggering the malchus directly. No, the malchus is mitzad acher, but the lav is only serving as the ashor. So then loikin olav, then you talk to get malchus. And that's not comparable. That's not a pircha. And therefore, we're not bothered by the fact that the lav is eimei maisa. It's different. Shekei Knas, since even though the lav is a ma'isa, but since the malchus is coming mitzad acher and the lav is merely serving as the azhara, so there you could get malchus for a lav shem ma'isa. That's what the Torah says. By the same mitzvah shema, where it's a knas, and that's what knas means. You're talking about malchus for lav shem ma'isa. But in a case like Sirman or Adbeiker, where the malchus is not mitzad acher, the malchus is for the lav itself. That's not malchus of a knas. That's malchus for a lav. That's a plain ordinary malchus. There we pass them not like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not comparable. You can't knas, you can't compare it to these cases. And there we talk of passing, and you do me to lav to chasim, you're not like it for lav shem ma'isa. So I think what I said in the Tosha Shans, that the pshat in, you know, I'm learning from Tosha Shans that the mine of a knas, knas means in Tosha Shans' terminology, and in his reading of the Gemara, malchus that's mitzad acher, not malchus for the lav itself. And that's how the Tosha Shans understood the Gemara's kasha, she can't knas. I think that emerges mamish. That once we know that, now the words of the Meiri, which otherwise mamish make no sense at all, now they're crystal clear. That's mamish what the Meiri is saying. He says where the malchus is only where the lav is only coming liashara, but the malchus are mitzad acher, then you could get malchus even for lav shem and maisa. But where the malchus are not mitzad acher, but the malchus are for the lav itself, then you can't get malchus for lav shem and maisa. That's mamish according to Tosha. That's what emerges from the sugya. Alderach says the Meiri. I think it's a chesed that the Meiri holds that the Meiri is alderach Tosha Shans. Okay, I think maybe we'll stop because it's a lot to assimilate. I wanted to, yesterday we left off with the steer and the Miri. And I have an mahalach on that, but I think it's like a whole mahalach and there's enough here, just too much. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, I want to work in the Miri. I have in mind a way to work in the Miri, and then we'll go back.